The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You. Wow, that was some guest we had, Dr. Susan Linder. We really, you know, we just scraped, you know, the very top of all the issues and things that people have been experiencing. But, you know, I love her kind of positive take on everything. Just, you know, and, you know, like you were saying, Otto, too, about you got to have the will. But again, if anybody needs any information on her, you just get in touch with Christina through 311 or 869-6311. And now it's time for Talk of the Town with the fabulous Christina Liu, who pulls this radio show together, whether it's on Zoom, in person, at different sites, and gets the most timely guests and professionals and the best co-host ever, Otto Los. So what's happening? Where do we go from here? What is the talk of the town, Christina?
Well, it's great to be back with you guys. And it's fabulous to always have Dr. Susan Linder on, who is our very own, like, Dr. Phil that we have on the show.
I'm going to interrupt. Yes. I have one more philosophical thought before we forget to go into this. This one is courtesy of Reba McEntee, all right? And I was going to bring it up. She has three bones that she talks about: the wishbone, the backbone, and the funny bone. You heard this already. Mm-hmm. The wishbone is the establishment of your goals. The backbone is you working at reaching those goals. And the funny bone is having humor during adversity while you're reaching these goals. But those kinds of philosophy things float my boat, if you will. You know,
yeah.
I think you need to talk to yourself to develop the will. And there's no question about it. And all that kind of stuff, I think, helps establish a mindset that is positive and will help through adversity. That's the end of my philosophy. And now, welcome back to the Mrs. Christina Liu segment of the show.
Wow. Well, that was a perfect. No, Otto, I love those things too. You know, those are certainly go with our whole golden nugget kind of theme of our show, because it's something you could walk away with. And I like those little tidbits of information. And I actually, this weekend, I was driving out east with my husband, and which was so nice. There was a stop sign, and then right below it was a giant sign that said, "Hope is not canceled." And it was so nice, you know, and I felt like in that moment, I really needed, of course, I was like, "Jay, stop the car. I got to take a picture of this."
Picture. You needed a picture. Oh, yeah.
I was like, I really need this reminder, you know, and I had sent it to a bunch of my family members and my friend, you know, because everyone's certainly been struggling. And I think, you know, Beck, you had even touched upon it too. It's, you know, even people who might not be struggling with anxieties overtly all the time, you know, before this situation, I think certainly did that for a lot of people, you know, and even myself. I mean, I talk about it all the time on here. I mean, it was definitely, you know, a struggle for someone who was used to going and, you know, I was trying to preach to everyone, you know, just be in the moment and one day at a time. But it's very hard when, like, my brain is like 10,000 miles ahead, usually trying to plan and think of things. So to really have to be like, stop the brakes, and you can't do that, was certainly quite the task for myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to do these things. And what Dr. Linder said, you know, what you guys even had suggested, I think is important for everyone to kind of listen to, because it certainly wasn't an easy time for everyone. And, you know, everyone was so focused at first about catching, you know, the virus and that kind of medical, but not really realizing the mental health implications of things. So it was certainly important. And, you know, when you all of a sudden you saw different focus on that, and the CDC did put out like a whole thing about it. So it's an important thing, and it's, you know, like I said, on this show we have the ability to kind of have all different pieces of the puzzle for this situation. So I think she did a fabulous job, and so did, and you guys were great with that too. So
thank you. And like, you know, it's interesting, Christina, too, because a lot of what Project Independence does has helped us to kind of, I don't want to say we were 100% ready and prepared for this type of thing. But, you know, we did learn a lot from Sandy. You know, when we went through Sandy, the weeks of not having power, I mean, at least we're home or in the house, you know, we have power, we can get food, we have gas for the car. You know, Sandy, it was a different kind of thing. I mean, certainly no one wants to get sick here. I mean, that's, you know, predominant, but the whole thing with Sandy was our lives, we were just like limited to anything and communication and things like that. And, you know, of course the town had 311 open, which, you know, not a lot of places, towns or counties or, you know, even your police department's 911, and the communication was really terrible. But, you know, here we are in North Hempstead, 311's up and working. So, you know, we were getting calls that, hey, you know, we didn't think about, you know, what happens when you don't have power for a week and you're a senior, you know, is very different than, you know, I have to throw out what's in my refrigerator when people are on oxygen or depend on monitoring equipment for their health. You know, if you don't have gas to get your car, you know, you to your doctor appointment, you know, there's just so many things that happened. I wouldn't say it was the perfect storm, but we did learn a lot from that. And, you know, we have all kinds of lists of people that we know depend on certain, you know, things for life, like oxygen, and, you know, who have to go to a doctor appointment if they're, you know, like dialysis or chemotherapy. So there are some things that have to happen. So we've put a lot of things in place, and a lot of staff are aware of people. So a lot of the prepping we did back then really has helped us. And one of the things that we recognize is a lot of seniors back then even had cell phones, but they didn't charge them. They really didn't use them. It was just something at that point that they had. And so, you know, what we learned was, you know, seniors aren't putting their phones on and they're not charging them, and or they don't even have a charger. So like a lot of things that we did. And then, you know, as the years have gone by, we've had a lot of technology.
Yeah, that's really what the change has. But, you know, we talk about that like every week on here. And that's one of the benefits of the situation is, it really, people who necessarily, like, listen, obviously we had a lot more people who have over the years, you know, since Sandy, become more tech savvy, but we still had a huge proportion of people who like didn't want to even touch it. But in order to really stay connected now, that was the only way to do so. So that's definitely, I mean, there are so many people on these advisory committees that you never would have thought would do something like this. So I think that's right. A part, and where this is different from Sandy, which is makes it almost even weirder, is because, you know, Sandy was a tragedy and terrifying, you know, but it was something it wasn't so foreign of an idea, you know, what happened during Sandy.
Right, right.
This situation is just so weird because you're in this like weird place of, like, you have these moments where you're like, you forget and things seem kind of normal. You know, like you can still go outside and walk around your neighborhood. And if I didn't have a TV or any communication with anyone, I might not know, frankly, what was like going on, you know? So it's like, it was almost even trickier in the mental health capacity, you know, because on one hand you're like, you felt you could do these things, but then you really couldn't because there was,
right,
you know, all kinds of regulations and different dangers and stuff. So but that's what I think
stop,
made.
There was a yeah, stop to say.
It just made the brain like really like, right, sure, you know, it's like, because you feel, and I think that just tortures yourself even more. Luckily,
right, there's unknowns. It's all unknown for us. We don't know. I mean, yeah, it happened in 1918, but right, you know, look, it's not doing us now, right, you know. And the thing with Sandy is we kind of know what has to be done. Like, you know, phase back in the electricity, right. You know, get the trees off the road, you know, make sure seniors get to their appointment, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Definitely.
Just to go a little further with what you're talking about, what did Project Independence really prepare people for without even knowing it? And I agree with you 100%. You know me, I've been pushing technology for a long time.
And yes.
That's a major factor right now in being able to get through this whole period of time. So
that being said,
that's one item. The second one is that the circle of support that was talked about and in many cases developed is critical in this kind of world right now. You know, all of a sudden you have a problem. Well, how do you handle it? Who do you talk to? What's your circle of support? And I think the need for that to be even more developed after this is very important.
Right.
You know, you don't have to be sick or disabled. There could be other problems that come along, like a pandemic.
Right.
You know that. And then the third thing is the new problem that has come up, and that is related to all the protests, and that is that the town has been preaching about not in our town, and the message of treating each other with love and respect. That's an attitude that the town has worked on for a while, not just now while this protest has been going on, but prior to that. I mean, we had some really good shows talking to people about that openly, you know, with people of all color. And I believe that was one of the other things. So those three things to me are kind of, you know, the town has done a very, very good job in establishing the tone, if you will, during a period like this.
Yeah, and I mean, I agree. And it is prideful too. And, you know, with the Department of Services for the Aging too, with Project Independence, you know, we were just like able to implement so many things because we kind of had everything in place. You know, we went from, I mean, just as an example with the fitness classes, you know, very important to the seniors. Hundreds of people come to the classes, 17 classes each week, you know, active seniors who all of a sudden can't do any of it. And, you know, not all of them are tech savvy either. Like, so what we were able to do is work with North Hempstead TV. If you're not in a village, you know, you can get the government channel, and we're now running Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. fitness classes.
And you can see them on the website too. So even if you can't get the TV channel, you can go
at any time,
which I think is great. You know, not choice to do.
Right. So when you, exactly, like, and you have the people that aren't tech savvy, they can just turn on their television. So, you know, we were able to kind of quickly figure it out, you know, and, you know, even like with the Neighbors Helping Neighbors program, you know, Christina, you could definitely get into that. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that because we're coming to the end of this segment, but that really took off. I want to talk also about when it started, you know, really, because it didn't just start. It started many, many years ago. But how about that? When we come back, we'll be discussing with Christina Lou, Neighbors Helping Neighbors, and we will be right back.